98.1 KZE. MK with you in the studio just after 4 o'clock on your Monday, and I am delighted to welcome to the studio Jerry Leonard and Pamela Suman. It is so nice to see you both.
Very nice to be here.
In. And we were just talking off mic about your trajectory the last couple of years. You are back upstate full time now.
Yeah. We're happy to be back. We went on a little safari to the city for a while, but back upstate and
the urban jungle.
Yeah. Yes. yeah, and the city's great, but it's so
smell is good.
It's so intense.
Yeah,
and it's so beautiful up here right now. So
yeah, and next Thursday you are playing. I think it's your first show at the local. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, May 7th, Thursday, May 7th. Yeah, the nice people at the local got in touch and asked me if I could come play a show, which was really great to be invited. So I'm putting together a set of my solo stuff because I most of my year I'm working with other artists, and that's what I do for a living. But you know, when I can, I try to do this thing I call Spooky Ghost, which is my solo work.
Yeah, I love Spooky Ghost, and it's been a while, isn't it, since you played?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going through material and I'm looking at songs. I mean, that I haven't played since 2019. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of crazy how it just gets put in a little jar on the mantelpiece and stays there until. I'm taking it down, but it's nice to do this, and I'm playing a warm-up down the city, and then I'm going to play the show, and then I'll have a set ready for the rest of the year if anybody wants me to come play.
There you go. Yeah. And there's no shortage of good venues up here now, so.
I like to see that. Yeah. I like to see that the venues are
recovering.
Flourishing and recovering and proliferating, and the local sounds beautiful. This renovated church. So I'm really looking forward to going there and playing.
Yeah, I've heard wonderful things. And tickets are on sale now, by the way, if you go to the local's website. That's the local in Saugerties. So when you do a Spooky Ghost show, and when it is a solo Spooky Ghost show, what does the setup look like?
Yeah, it's a lot of flashing lights, really. Well, I, you know, first of all, Spooky Ghost was my outlet for when I moved to New York. I'm originally from Ireland, and when I moved to New York in the 90s and I started working with artists, I needed a creative outlet for my solo stuff. And so that became Spooky Ghost. Mm-hmm. And really, it's always about just kind of like pushing the boundaries of I enjoy playing like with the electric guitar, a more ambient style. And that's kind of the way I interact with records and artists. And so it's Spooky Ghost is it's kind of like a musical landscape. And it's a place for me to put all those ideas. I use this special guitar that's an electric and acoustic simultaneously. Mm. It's like a kind of a hybrid guitar made by Paul Reed Smith, and it's a beautiful instrument. But that allows me a lot of possibilities. So I do some looping, and but I've always done that kind of. Some of it's more ambient, and some of it's more structural or whatever. But the pieces are, some of them have lyrics, some are instrumental, so it's a mixture of stuff.
Yeah. It's going to be an amazing night of music, and the local, obviously, it's an intimate venue, so you're going to be probably able to see the crowd a little bit more than you might be used to. Is that a daunting prospect, or do you like kind of an intimate setup?
No, I like the size of this venue, and it's an old church, which is perfect for, you know, my stuff really does well in a nice kind of like acoustic environment where we can create some space. You know, it's always a little terrifying playing my own stuff because, you know, I'm so used to fitting in behind somebody else, just playing that role. But it's also, it's a great opportunity to do my own music. So, you know, sometimes smaller gigs are harder, but I like to be able to see people and
yeah. Spooky Ghost coming to the local in Saugerties next Thursday, May 7th. Let's listen to a song, Jerry. What can you tell us about Start Again?
Start Again, yeah, that's one of the more traditional form songs. It was from my second album, and I don't know, people. I call it my pop hit that never was kind of thing, you know. So. So, yeah, we should just play it.
All right.
Now we've hit the ceiling. All said and all is done, here goes start again. You better.
KZE, that Spooky Ghost with Start Again. The Spooky Ghost himself, Jerry Leonard, is my guest in the studio. You can see him next Thursday at the Local in Saugerties. And I love the name Spooky Ghost, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a bit of a fan of like all things like paranormal and stuff like that. Is that where you got it from? It's a very like playful kind of name.
It is a playful name. It was the nickname for my guitar playing. I had a band in Ireland called Hinterland, and we were signed to Island Records, and that was his nickname for my guitar playing, which, you know, was kind of an in-joke with us. And then when I needed a title for my solo work, Spooky Ghost came along, and it fit.
Yeah.
And it stuck. People call me Ghost now. It's just kind of become a second and alter ego.
That's awesome. If you'd like, I'd love to talk a little bit about your producing work too, because you know, you just did the Suzanne Vega record, which is wonderful. Sure. Which we're playing on KZE.
That's great.
Yeah, how was it working with her?
Oh, it's great. I have an ongoing relationship with Suzanne. We've been doing a duo show for many years, and I produced her last bunch of records. This one was great. We, you know, we got together kind of on a weekly basis, and we did songwriting for a couple of months, and kind of got the material together. And then great studio down in the city, and had some, you know, just handpicked some musicians to come in, the right people for the right job.
And yeah,
it was a great process. Yeah. You know,
is that your typical approach to working with an artist? Do you usually get involved in the songwriting, or is that more specific to your relationship with her?
Now I do, because I feel like, you know, until the songwriting is right, you can make recordings all day long, but if you really work out the song, then you're on the right track straight away. You know. So the approach generally is to work on the writing, and then once that's kind of solidified and we feel like we have the ideas, then you go in the studio, and then it's a great, you have the material, so now you're just kind of like dealing with the setting.
Right. Do you get more requests for production work than you can take? Like, how do you decide which artists you work with?
Yeah, you know, just kind of comes along, really. I don't do every project I'm asked to do. I mean, I generally consider it, and I'll have the conversation, whether we go forward with it or not. It's, you know, when you decide to do it, it's a lot of work. It's a huge commitment. So you need to feel like it's the right thing for everybody. But I've done all kinds of things. I did one for a band in Ireland, and I knew they didn't have much money. So I did it kind of long distance, where they would send me stuff. I would critique it. I would send them off to change things, and they would come back. And then I mixed it. I did some overdubs and I mixed. So, you know, there's a lot of ways to do the record these days.
Yeah. And I feel like every record is a different process. You know, there are some that, you know, people are working on for years, and others that get banged out in a couple of weeks.
That's right. And it depends on the artist, what they need. Every job kind of needs a fresh approach.
Yeah.
Some people need a lot of coaching. Some people just need an organizer. Mm-hmm. Some people need writing. So, you know.
Yeah. Do you have any advice for artists out there listening who, like, how do you determine which producer you should work with? How do you know, like, you know, the right producer for a given project?
You know, I think you're going to know, you're going to know when you have a conversation with them, if it's somebody that you can, that understands you or can bring something to the table, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, I think these days there's so many easy ways to just make your own recordings. I don't think you need to make elaborate demos. I think like an iPhone demo is perfect because it really captures what's essential. And sometimes you need that perspective to listen to it the next day. You'll have a better perspective than you will in the moment, you know. Yeah. So, you know, the iPhone can be your friend. And then, you know, if you start work, you know, you want to work with somebody, you just... You know, the right people come along at the right time. It's kind of like that. So, you know,
I'm going to chime in here.
Please.
I'm going to chime in. As someone who has worked with Jerry, that's how we met. Yeah. And I think a really good producer is someone that understands who you are. Mm-hmm. And even if you're a young artist and you're a little bit uncertain, but you have your aesthetic and it's in you, a really good producer can identify that and can just encourage you to be yourself and bring
it.
That out.
Yeah.
And having worked with Jerry, I mean, he really helped me as an artist to discover the essence of who I was. Not change it, just bring it out.
Yeah. Enhance.
Yeah. Yeah. Find it and peel away all the dead wood around it, you know. Kind of get to the core of the thing.
Yeah,
know?
Which must be hard because everybody comes in with so many influences.
Yeah.
And it's hard to not just be imitating something else.
Mm-hmm. It's hard not to be imitating, and sometimes there's too many ideas. Like, you know, like everything is in there and you're kind of like, you don't need everything. You need a couple of good things, you know. And if something's good, like I worked with this other artist and I was like, he never had a chorus, and I was like, why can't we repeat this? This is what we need, you know. And then once I got him on that track, he was he loved it, you know. He was that's what I generally find if it's working, people, you develop a trust with people, and then they can, you know, take your ideas and it's always give and take, but you know.
Have you self-produced all of your Spooky Ghost work, or have you ever worked with anybody else?
Well, you know, the track that we just heard, I had my best friend, Paul Bryan, who's a great musician, produce it, and It made the process easier. Mm-hmm. I do a lot myself, but that's generally because I don't have the resource to bring in other people. Mm-hmm. But if I had the choice, I would get a producer.
Yeah, really?
yeah. No, because you need a friend. You know, you need a friend. You need somebody.
Are you saying you don't have any friends?
You have to pay for a friend these days. You rent a friend.
Or marry one.
There's an app for that.
Or marry one, yeah. No, you need somebody in your court and somebody you can play an idea and they'll kind of steer you right, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
We're talking about Spooky Ghost. We've got Jerry Leonard in the studio. You can see the show next Thursday at the local in Saugerties. And I'd love to play another track, Orchard Keeper. Do you have any background info or stories about this one?
This is very early Spooky Ghost. I was living in a little tenement on Ludlow Street, and I had an ADAT, and I made this kind of 8-track record just with whatever instruments I had around. So it was very spare and very atmospheric, but it kind of laid the groundwork for what became Spooky Ghost. So this was done on a little Dobro. Somebody gave me a 1950s metal guitar, and I just love the vibe of it.
98.1 KZE. That's another one from Spooky Ghost Orchard Keeper. I like those little bleeps and bloops at the end.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's going to be plenty of that on Thursday night.
Okay, good. You know. Yeah, yeah.
Extra bleeps.
Is there any element of improvisation in your shows? Or you?
Yeah, very much so. Yeah? Yeah, yeah. I mean, what I like to do, because I like to kind of keep it a little free and create, you know, all this stuff is, there's nothing pre-recorded, so I'm going to make everything right there and then. Mm. And, you know, you're kind of reacting then to the crowd and the space and your own particular energy. And then, you know, I have a structure for the songs, hopefully, that can kind of like, you know, get me through the sections. But sections open up and I'm free to take twists and turns.
It's your song.
Yeah. And because it's solo, like then there's nobody, I'm not upsetting the drummer or whatever, you know, I'm just like, if I take a turn, you know, so some of the pieces are supposed to be 4 minutes and they end up being 9 minutes, or, you know, sometimes I'll cut it short if I don't feel like it's happening. But yeah, there's a lot of room for improv.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what's so much fun about live music is, you know,
just, absolutely.
It's never going to be the same twice.
Absolutely. It's really the greatest moment is when something feels good in the moment and you're able to kind of like take it further.
Yeah.
That's always great. And that's what I look forward to. So I try to leave room for that to happen. Plus, you know, I play with a lot of artists where we play the set, we play the songs, we play the set. So I'm used to playing that kind of way. So the Spooky Ghost is like ultimate freedom.
Yeah, that, you know? Totally.
Yeah.
Well, I'm delighted that you're bringing it back, and I'm thrilled that it's so close to home. Again, that's next Thursday at the local in Saugerties, and it is an intimate venue, so grab your seats, grab your tickets while they're available. Yeah,
and an early show. I think it's a 7 o'clock show, doors at 6.
Less.
It's the upstate, you know, it's the right one for upstate people, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even, I don't even know if it's a getting older thing, but I just, I love an early show.
Well, it's good for me, too, because I'll be awake.
Yeah. Jerry Leonard, Spooky Ghost, has been my guest, and Pamela Sue Mann joining us in the studio, too. It's so nice to see you guys.
Thank you.
Great to see you, too.
Thanks for coming in. And again, grab your tickets before they're gone. That's at the local in Saugerties next Thursday, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you so much.
We got your community bulletin board up next on KZE.
It's the KZE Community Bulletin Board, a weekly listing of community events in our tribe.